WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 AG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At least 37 deaths since Sunday have been linked to the nationwide cold snap. That includes three people who were killed Wednesday in Portland, Oregon, when a power line fell on a parked car during an ice storm. Across the country, nearly 80 million people are under some kind of alert related to the cold or the snow. That includes Buffalo, New York, where Mayor Byron Brown banned travel. Up to 3 feet of snow is expected.
This means no unnecessary travel. If you don't need to go outside, please don't go outside.
The U.S. launched another round of strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen as they continue to attack commercial ships in the Red Sea. The Justice Department is set to release its report today on the police response to the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And two Miami-Dade police officers were injured responding to a call Wednesday when a man opened fire on them with a shotgun. The officers are hospitalized. The man was shot and killed. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Wisconsin Dells female was taken into custody on Sunday night after police responded to a domestic disturbance complaint. Reedsburg police were dispatched to the 1800 block of Huntington Park Drive on a report of an intoxicated female throwing knives at another person. Officers were able to locate the female, 33-year-old Vanessa M. Baldwin of Wisconsin Dells. Baldwin did not follow officer commands as they attempted to take her into custody. However, officers were able to secure her in handcuffs. Baldwin continued to resist officers. Baldwin was given medical attention and then transported to the Sauk County Jail. Officials of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force arrested a 29-year-old man on January 5th after investigators allegedly found drugs on him after pulling his vehicle over. The man was arrested at a traffic stop near Mineral Point in Iowa County. During the arrest, police found methamphetamine on him. He now faces a charge of possession of methamphetamine that is referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with some light snow by late this afternoon. Our high today near 15. Tonight, some snow in the evening, around an inch of accumulation. Our low down to 1 below 0. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. It's just after 7 on this Friday Eve. You know, I was sitting here thinking about it. We're getting ready for a weekend. We're almost there. Those were things that I was going to say. But you know what? We're always ready for a weekend. So at this point, just bring it on, right? Because we want our weekend. It's Don Henley now. Oh, gosh, I wish we were thinking about more summer-like temperatures. But, you know, 15 today. Bring out the shorts and the sunscreen because that's going to feel like a heat wave after the last few days. The Boys of Summer now on 99.7 Max FM.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air. The summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets. The sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house. Though I know you're not home. But I can see you. Your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back. Sunglasses on, baby. I can tell.
90s, and more.
Love Jack. You say,
all tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
Janet Jackson, there is Escapade. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:14 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday, Eve?
Good morning, Maddie. Just happy that we're closer to the weekend.
Right.
This has been a tricky week to get through, don't you think?
It has. I mean, the cold has been a lot for people to contend with. And then early we started with the snow. We have a little bit more snow coming our way tonight. So, you know, I think people are just ready for the weekend. Obviously, people are ready to see the Packers play the 49ers. I was out yesterday running a couple of errands that were a little surprising to me. And there was a whole lot of talk about, do you think they're going to win the game? Do you think they can actually pull this one off? So I think people are a little excited about that as well. Hey, you know, we just heard Janet Jackson. And if you're a fan of hers, this is really kind of cool because she just announced a new leg of her Together Again tour for this summer. 35 new dates across the United States. And I do know, just because we subscribe to these kinds of lists, that she's got a show coming up in St. Paul. And tickets for that one actually go on sale this Friday. So that would be tomorrow. Because, well, I'm looking at my calendar here. Today's the 18th, and that's how counting works. Tomorrow's the 19th, so tickets officially go on sale. Nelly's going to join her on the road as the opener, and this new legs will actually start June 14th in California. It's going to be in Chicago as well, so if you want another close-by stop, they're going to be in Denver, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Orlando, St. Louis, and they're going to have a lot of other stops before they wrap it all up on July 30th in Arizona. Now, this tour celebrates Janet's 50th anniversary in show business. 50 years of Janet Jackson, people. Yeah. And it honors three of her biggest albums. Of course, the 25th anniversary of The Velvet Rope, the 30th anniversary of Janet, and 35 years of Rhythm Nation. The first album that I was ever given on a cassette, by the way, Rhythm Nation. And nice. Oh, my whole world changed with Janet Jackson and Rhythm Nation. My goodness. So if you're a Janet fan, this is going to be an opportunity. Plus, hello, who doesn't want to see Nelly perform Hot in Here live on stage? I think that's all, you know, all the reason to go right there. But good stuff. I mean, I love that we've got so many great shows. Green Day just announced that they're going to be doing a stadium tour to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Dookie.
That one makes me feel old.
Oh, Finn, we're getting so old. My goodness. And if you're listening this morning and you're like, that album is not 30 years old, you're right there with us this morning. You're right there in the I feel old boat and camp. That's where you're at today. My goodness. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday, or pretty quiet, laid-back day for your household?
Well, so Phoenix had violin lessons yesterday.
Nice.
I was on deck to take him to those, so he went to his violin lessons. And then later on, I was so proud of the kid because he doesn't usually like to watch movies that we like. Okay.
Sure.
So I went downstairs. He was kind of in between doing his schoolwork, and he was watching Napoleon Dynamite. And I thought, oh, I'm so proud of you for watching Napoleon Dynamite.
I love that.
So that was cool. I hung out with him for a little while. And then the dogs. The dogs are at the point now. They're at the breaking point.
Sure.
Because the weather has been so cold and the walks, not so many. I mean, I take them out a little bit, really careful about how long they're outside. And but they're at the breaking point. I can tell they're getting a little frisky and they need so with today's temperature being a little warmer.
Yes,
I'm sure the walks will be more extended today.
Aspie doesn't care. As long as she's got her booties and her double coats on, it's me who has to go inside, even though I can't put my arms down like Ralphie's little brother in A Christmas Story. She doesn't care. She'd be out there all day long. She just absolutely doesn't care. And I mentioned this earlier this week. When we go out and we do walks, I stop periodically, just kind of rub her little ears, make sure everything's okay, check her out really well. But as long as she's got her little insulated booties on and her double coats, she's like, come on, Mom. I don't know why you're behind me. Let's roll
and off we go.
Right? Exactly. Meanwhile, I'm penguin walking because it's so icy out here in spots. And she's like, why can you not keep up with me? It's the look she gives me, too. She'll even turn and look at me like, what is your problem back there?
So indignant.
She very much is. She very much is. Speaking of pets, I ran across this morning, and this is just one of those stories that it's just too good to be true kind of things. So there's this woman whose name is Jess Porter Langson, and she mourned her pet hamster when he passed away, and then she decided that she was going to taxidermy little Hammington, that's his name, to immortalize him. However, Porter Langson had a very odd request, Finn. She wanted to turn Hammy into a stripper. So Hammy is now destined to forever dance around a pole while wearing a pink thong. Miniature bills adorn his little reflective stage. Now, this entire setup for Porter Langson cost about $200, probably worth it, I would think. And she keeps her dancing hamster beside her bed.
Wow.
It's stuff in life you can't make up. But then I started visualizing a little hamster dancing around a stripper pole with money coming out of its little thong. And I was like, this is actually genius. I don't know why I haven't thought of this before. Now, she says that she thought it would be more iconic than with a hamster on a stripper pole hustling for money, because Hammington was very special, so he needed something a little special as well. I don't know if that's the kind of special he needed, but now I'm kind of intrigued. I'm pretty sure you could probably sell like $5 visits to Hammington, the little stripper on a little hamster stripper. This is good stuff.
I'm sensing a Showgirls remake is what I'm sensing here.
If Elizabeth Berkley comes out.
Yeah, exactly. We live in a strange world, don't we? I don't know if we're going to talk about this later, but I noticed that there's going to be a Chuck E. Cheese game show.
Yes.
Did you see
this?
Yes.
Oh, no. We can totally talk about that now, except right now I'm staring at pictures of Hammington on a stripper pole with money, and it is the best thing because it's like a mirrored stage in a circle. It's kind of what you can probably expect from Usher's Super Bowl halftime show, quite honestly. It's the same type of setup that he has on stage. This is just iconic. Oh, my gosh. And the little hamster's got like one leg in the air, and then he's grabbing onto the pole with one little hand, and his other hand is up in the air. It is it's the most iconic thing.
Down.
Oh, it's the most iconic thing I have ever seen in my life. I'll send you a photo here in just a second, but I'm never going to get over it. I can't get over it. Now
you
I'm thinking that
see that
sometime, someday, something's going to happen to my Aspen because it's inevitable. And I don't know, maybe a stripper pole is what she needs too. I have no idea, but this is some good stuff. Oh my goodness. And yes, you mentioned the Chuck E. Cheese game show. So this is where duos of big kids, we'll put that in air quote, you know, all of us over the age of 18 who can still move, compete in supersized arcade games. And the games include pinball, air hockey, alley roller, and even the human claw. Now, this duo, who earns the most tickets, actually gets to exchange them for prizes off a massive version of the Chuck E. Cheese prize wall. And it's pretty early on in the phases of development, so there's no word on which network or any premiere date or anything like that. This seems like a streaming type thing, quite honestly. Uh-huh. Like why you would get Netflix for a couple months just because you want to see this. There's also no word if the show has already been cast. It's being done by the same guys behind shows like Top Chef and Nailed It. Now, at least it's got like an actual all-star executive producing crew behind it, because these guys kind of know how to make TV. So I do appreciate that. But I mean, are you going to be the human pinball? Are you going to have to be like the hockey air hockey puck? I have questions about the dangers of this particular game. It's like maybe a little bit of American Ninja Warrior meets what's that other one? I can't remember when they do all the stunts. And you know which one I'm talking about. At the end, they have to like bounce off big balls and all of that kind of stuff into their death of water and mud and stuff below. What is that show called?
I'm trying to remember what that show's called. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Wipeout. There we go. Wipeout. Yeah, it's been a really long time since I've watched it. My boys were fascinated with it when it first came on, and then like everything else good in this world, it kind of ran its course with them. But that's kind of what it would remind me of, is a little bit of a version of all of that put together. But I don't know.
Either way, there's going to be animatronics for sure.
Oh, if there's a giant Chuck E. Cheese involved, then I'm totally down with this, right?
What do we have? Do we have like one Chuck E. Cheese that's left on the planet. I think there's still a Chuck E. Cheese somewhere out there. Did you take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese when they were younger?
No. Now, here's why. Because when we were living in South Dakota, we had a place called Piccadilly Circus. And we didn't have to do Chuck E. Cheese, even though there was a Chuck E. Cheese in town. Because Piccadilly Circus was essentially the same thing, but it was a local place. And everybody loved it because, obviously, iconic, had been around for 100 years. And there was a coyote named Wilbur who rode around on a tricycle and brought you your pizza and talked to you, which was also mm-hmm. very creepy, Teddy very Ruxpin strange. Type creepy. Yep. Mm-hmm. But he brought you your food, and then you would go play your games just like you would at Chuck E. Cheese. Now, by the time we moved away from South Dakota and Piccadilly Circus, my kids had kind of outgrown the Chuck E. Cheese thing and didn't really love to do the game. They loved the games. They didn't love all of the people shoving and pushing and trying to get to the games. Obviously, we had one on the spectrum, one with anxiety even then, and so it was a lot for them to handle. So they were never Chuck E. Cheese fans, but they sure did get into Piccadilly Circus, let me tell you. That was their favorite, so we spent a lot of time there. Essentially, though, like I said, the same thing. But now, what about your kids? Were they Chuck E. Cheese kids, or?
Oh, yeah. See, there was a Chuck E. Cheese in Madison.
Okay.
And when I lived in Madison, that was kind of a hot spot for Taylor and Colin. In sure. fact, I still have blackmail material because anytime I get any guff from Colin, I've got a picture of him at Chuck E. Cheese. And I mean, he's probably about 3 years old, something
That's
like that.
That's awesome.
And it is absolutely priceless. It's priceless. So
see,
I mean,
is
yeah,
why we, this is part of the reason why as parents we put ourselves through weekends like Chuck E. Cheese, though, right? Because at some point you get some sort of blackmail material that you can use against your kids when they think they start knowing more about the world than you, and you can be like, no, do you remember this? No, you be quiet now.
This is why they're all putting their hands and trying to cover their faces now, is because they've wisened up.
That's
they
right,
know that it's gonna be blackmail material. And I mean, it was a strange universe in Chuck E. Cheese, right? Honestly, I'm surprised with all of these movies. Well, there's a recent movie that's out there right now, right? Is it the Nicolas Cage movie?
Something?
Yeah, where he's at a very Chuck E. Cheese-like place. Okay, so yeah, it was a very odd time. But,
I thought it was creepy without turning it into a Five Nights at Freddy creepy.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought those places were super creepy anyway, because you have a coyote on a tricycle, going back to my personal experience, delivering me a pizza and talking to me. Now, the coyote's eyes didn't move because that's where the cameras were. Because in our particular Piccadilly Circus, there was this weird black wall right when you walked in, right? And it was a one-way mirror, essentially. So they controlled Wilbur, the tricycle riding coyote, from behind this black wall, and that way he could talk to you, or he'd be like, hey, quit punching me, kind of thing, you know, because you always had that kid. They could essentially see everything that was going on in the dining facility so that Wilbur could actually communicate with you, which was even creepier than if he would have just been riding around on a tricycle bringing his pizza over, right? So all of a sudden now he's talking to you, be like, oh, look, it looks like you like pepperoni. Okay. Kids thought it was the coolest thing ever. Parents were completely freaked out. Kids thought it was awesome.
These were the things we did as young parents to have our kids entertained. And I honestly, I don't know what parents do now. I don't. I'd be completely left out of the loop as far as what do we do now to take the kids and have them do something where they're entertained. I mean, at least at Chuck E. Cheese, you could get a pizza, right?
But the food sucked. The food was awful. It was absolutely the most horrendous thing. It was paper thin. It tasted like cardboard. The cheese, it couldn't have even been real cheese because it didn't really stretch like real melted cheese.
I know.
Just kind of globbed. Yeah. It was full of grease. The pizza was horrendous. But the kids had a great time, and you could spend hours there, and then they'd get some lame prize, like, you know, like a bracelet or something, and they'd have like 952 tickets, and you could redeem yourself like a little 1-inch, you know, toy soldier, plastic toy soldier.
Something
I mean, that's
that
essentially what it was. That's what Piccadilly Circus was for us. Uh-huh. But it was essentially not fond parental memories, but the kids always had a great time.
What are you going to do? I mean, after a constant, dad, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese? All right, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese again.
In Sioux Falls, Chuck E. Cheese was like the ghetto version of Piccadilly Circus. And I'm not even joking because Piccadilly Circus was so iconic. Like, parents grew up going there. So, of course, that's where you had to take your kids. Every kid had to have at least one birthday party at Piccadilly Circus. I mean, it was absolutely the craziest thing. And if you went to Chuck E. Cheese, your kids were like, oh, your parents take you to Chuck E. Cheese. Uh-huh. Because Piccadilly Circus was where it was at, and the games were overrun. They were old. They barely made, you know, like when you played skee ball, they barely made it up the ramp anymore, and the lights looked like they were ready to shut off too, but kids didn't care. They were like, we're going to Piccadilly Circus and this is going to be the greatest day of my life. And it was not the greatest day. It was not the greatest day. Oh, we've all got those memories stored way back in the back of our brains,
don't
we?
You got to suck it up, right? And just with the flow and do what want to do.
Kind of makes me kind of excited now as I think about all these memories of watching some adult, you know, be a pinball or an air hockey puck. I actually think that would make me feel better about those experiences in life.
The next time you give me any guff, I'm hauling out that picture of you at Chuck E. Cheese.
You make sure you take that to Ireland with you, just in case he decides to start knowing more than you. I mean, the Irish will be like, whoa, what is happening there? We're going to take a look at the forecast right now. Some snow likely later on today with some increasing clouds. 15 for a high today. It is definitely going to feel like a heat wave, except you factor in the wind chills. And, well, let's bring it back down to reality. Going to feel more like zero. But 15, we're working our way back up to those 30s by next week. Snow possible again tonight, down to 1 below, then cloudy and cold tomorrow, a high near 11. Right now, it's 2 above.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
U.S. Cellular now has unlimited home internet for only $30 a month when you add a mobile line. And it's easy to set up, too, which means you can keep working remotely. Dad, who loves working from home?
Did I mention my fuzzy slippers are very professional looking?
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wow. High-speed, reliable, unlimited internet for your home or business for as low as $30 per month. Plus, get a free router valued up to $500. Hurry to your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg to start saving today.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
/7:32 right now with George Michael on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Oh, when that love comes down with a devotion. Well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door. Cause I gotta have faith. Say, I can't help but think of yesterday and another who tied me down to life.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And Finn, I don't know if you've checked your messages, but I sent you a picture of the stripper hamster, just so you can check that out here this morning. Yeah, it's one of the most priceless things I've ever seen. I'll let you know. Let me know your reaction when you see the stripper, please.
All right. This is...
So this is an interesting topic to me because we've all done this 1,000 times. Have you ever walked into a door that you thought was a push, it was actually a pull, and you're sitting there trying to get it open, and it's not opening, and then you realize that you're doing the opposite of what you're supposed to? You feel like
you
a complete
idiot.
You
look so stupid, yeah.
Exactly, right? So this might be the most random survey question ever, but an actual scientific poll asked 6,000 people what they do if a door didn't say whether it was push or pull. What would you try first? Are you seeing the hamster photo?
I'm seeing the
it's great, isn't it? It is. I mean, this is the best thing ever, little Hammington. I don't know. I think this is what we should all do with our deceased pets from now on. It is absolutely brilliant.
Again, you can't unsee that.
You can't unsee it, and you can't make this stuff up, people. So it's a coin flip for people when it comes to this door thing. So the overall results are pretty much 50-50, but we do have a winner. 51% of people said if the door is not marked, either push or pull, they're going to try push first. Of course, we're only counting the people who chose one or the other. Around a third said they weren't sure what they would do. I guess they're just going to stand there and hope that it just automatically opens. they're the same people thinking about getting their pets into a stripper after they die. Anyway, men are slightly more likely to try pushing it first. 52% say they'd push, and then 51% of women say they would try a pull first. People in the Northeast, though, are most likely to be the pushers. 57% of them say that would be their first instinct. Midwesterners, well, we're most likely going to be the pullers. 51% of us say that's what we would try first on a door. Your answer might also change as you get older, according to this particular poll. Well, I mean, they put in a lot of time and effort on this. 59% of people under the age of 30 said that they would try pushing the door, and 54% of older people say that they would try pulling it, which I guess makes sense because you don't want it to slam, you know, into you and like break a body limb or a hip or anything like that. So I guess that makes sense. But I don't know. I'm one of those people who notoriously never gets it right. I don't look at the signs because I'm always in a hurry or I'm always thinking of 1,000 other things. So I'm one of those idiots that you'll see, like trying to get out of a pool door when it's actually a push door. I do it all the time. I've just learned to accept my fate in life, though, and it's fine if people make fun of me. At least I gave them a smile for the day, I guess. I'm completely annoyed by the whole situation because I just want out the door. But at least if you're watching me, maybe you're laughing at me, and that's okay.
I think I'd do whatever takes the least amount of energy.
Whatever.
Probably pushing, just kind of like.
Now, if my hands are full, I'm going to try push first, just because that would make sense, because I can use like my elbow or my shoulder or my hip or something to get it open. So if I'm carrying a bunch of stuff, I'm going to try push first if it's not marked. And then, of course, I'll have to figure out a new plan if pushing doesn't work and it's actually a pull and my hands are full. But that would be my first instinct, depending on the situation. I would have to think it out. And that's me. I'm an overthinker in most situations. So just like everything else, I would end up thinking about it too much. And then I would still look like an idiot trying to get out the door. But
yeah,
it's fine.
Those moments when you're out in public and you just look like an absolute buffoon.
Oh, that's called every day for me, quite honestly. There's something I do every single day that makes myself look like a complete idiot. And sometimes I do it on purpose, especially if I have a teenager with me, because sometimes you just got to get him to laugh. Sometimes you got to get him to like not be so stoic all the time and have a little bit of fun. So sometimes I'll just do stupid stuff to get him to laugh, because inevitably, if it's at my expense, the kid is always going to laugh. Every single time he's going to laugh.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if it's anything that happens that's good, or I'm not going to get a reaction.
If you're on your own and there's no kids, if it's just you, do you look around to make sure no one has seen?
Because I'm an idiot. I do stupid things all the time. I do stupid things all the time. So, no, I just have gotten I've gotten used to the fact that there's probably somebody over to either direction of me or behind me who's probably laughing at me. This is just something I've gotten used to because I do stupid stuff all the time. As my husband would say, far too many times to count at this point. And then he rolls his eyes, he sighs, and he moves on with his day as well.
Because everybody else is perfect, right?
That's right. I mean, that's right. That's exactly why. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to lose the sun by later today and potentially see some snow as well. Nothing too much as far as accumulation goes. I think we're talking about an inch. Cold temperature is going to stick around for a couple of more days as well. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30, Merrimack Community School will be hosting their Celebrate Winter event. Great chance to eat some food and have some fun with family and friends. Bring a dish to pass and your favorite board game. No alcohol is allowed at this event. It's sponsored by the Merrimack Snowbusters. And they also have a 50-50 cash raffle with the proceeds going to Merrimack Home and School Association. Again, this is Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30 at Merrimack Community School. And you still have time to get signed up for the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. This year, the prizes will be 10 different meat bundles, ranging in values from $50 to $275. And the grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package, valued at $375. It's $5 per ticket or $20 for 5 tickets. You can reach out to Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or contact any executive board members to purchase tickets. Again, this is the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. Selling will end on February 17th, and the drawing will be held at the Baraboo FFA Flapjacks for Farmers Breakfast, held at Baraboo High School.
Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Action picks back up again for the local high school teams. For the Baraboo Thunderbirds tonight, the gymnastics squad is going to be hosting Sauk Prairie. 6 o'clock is when that will get started. It is senior night. Basketball is on the road for the Baraboo girls as they're going to be at Portage. 7:15, the tip-off for it. And then both girls and boys hockey competing tonight as well. At 7:15, it's going to be Baraboo Portage boys at Stoughton High School. And then the Badger Lightning girls will be at Beloit Memorial. And that's going to start at 7:30. Reedsburg tonight, in addition to that girls hockey matchup, you also have the wrestling team at home welcoming Fort Atkinson for a duel. 7 o'clock is when it will get underway. And then as mentioned, tonight for Portage, girls basketball going to be hosting Baraboo, 7:15. And then, of course, boys hockey at Stoughton, and the girls will be at Beloit Memorial. Bucks absolutely crushed yesterday by the Cleveland Cavaliers, 135-95 the final. Giannis Antetokounmpo did not play in this game, and nobody could really step up in his absence. 17 points from Damian Lillard to lead the squad. Had 5 assists as well. Chris Middleton was 1 of 10 from the field, 0 for 3 from behind the 3-point line, and had a plus-minus of negative 40 for the contest. That ends what was a 3-game winning streak for the Bucks. It extends what's been a winning streak for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're now the winners of 6 straight contests. As a result, they sit just 3 games back from the Bucks in the standings. Bucks back at it on Saturday. They're going to be taking on the Detroit Pistons for an afternoon game. 2 o'clock, the tip-off for that one. And Jair Alexander held out of practice yesterday for the Green Bay Packers ahead of their divisional round matchup versus the San Francisco 49ers, dealing with that shoulder and ankle injury. A.J. Dillon still not practicing as well. Preston Smith, Elgton Jenkins, and Isaiah McDuffie, all listed as not participating on Tuesday, did return to the field on a limited capacity yesterday. Divisional round will get started on Saturday at 3:30 with the Texans at the Ravens. Packers and 49ers will play Saturday night at 7:15. And then on Sunday, Bucks head to Lions at 2 o'clock, and a familiar matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills. This time, though, it'll be played in Buffalo, 5:30. That one kicks off on Sunday evening. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with some light snow by late this afternoon. Our high today near 15. Tonight, some snow in the evening, around an inch of accumulation. Our low down to 1 below 0. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
99.7.
7:45 right now. We hope that your morning is going well. Hopefully you're staying warm, too. I mean, we're working our way to a high of 15 today. That's all in all not bad compared to the last few days. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning. 355-9970. Pete Townsend now and Let My Love Open the Door on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:48 right now, and Finn, a little celebrating has to be done this morning for anybody who has a birthday or even an anniversary. And of course, before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today, maybe know somebody who is, and while we're talking about all the famous people, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. At least the famous people list lets you know who you have something in common with. Right? I mean, that's why we do this thing. All right, so let's start right here at the top with Jason Segel. He played Marshall, of course, on How I Met Your Mother. I think he's super, super funny. He's celebrating his 44th birthday. Doesn't he have a new show out right now, too? I can't remember.
Well,
if
he's
he does.
In Shrink, right?
That's right.
With,
that's right.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, so and I think Jason Segel is hilarious. So I'll usually watch anything that he's in. Now, I think Shrink is on Apple TV, though, is it not?
Yeah.
We don't have a subscription to that
one
right now. It's hard. There's so many different things
really
I need
is.
A subscription to. It's going to be like cable pretty soon. I'm going to be overpaying for everything. Jay Chou, who played Kato in Seth Rogen's Green Hornet movie, celebrating his 45th birthday. He was also the Magic Shop owner in Now You See Me Too. Malik Pancholi, who played Jonathan on 30 Rock. He was also Sanjay on Weeds. He celebrates his 50th birthday today. From the group Korn, Jonathan Davis is celebrating his 53rd birthday. way too much corn in my car anymore with Dexter. Way too much corn. Yeah. I'm not a corn
fan.
He's
evolving.
I'm not a big corn fan. I don't dislike corn. I don't love corn. And it seems like we listen to a lot of it. I told you this last week. Whenever he decides that his playlist is going to be used on my YouTube, my Bluetooth feed through the vehicle, I just hope that we land on a Nirvana song, because at least there's that too. I mean, we're into the Deftones right now. Skrillex is a big one. Let's see what else. There's a group out of Japan that he really, really loves called the Plastic Trees. I mean, this is, and then that's in Japanese, so I really don't know what's happening in that one. You've got Korn, you've got Limp Bizkit right now on the list. Muse is another one of his favorites
right now. I love Muse.
Muse is good. So whenever Muse or Nirvana comes on, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. And then we go back to Korn. And
so
then
is he just like gravitating more towards the heavy stuff now?
He just listens to everything, because, and then he's also got his playlist of like Travis Scott and Playboy Cardi and it's a little bit of everything, and it's just all stuff that he likes. But, you know, the other day he went to Madison with me, and then he fell asleep. And if I try to get rid of his playlist and put mine on, then he wakes up immediately. And I was like, oh, so 45 minutes of this all the way back home. This is awesome. Anyway. Again, I have nothing against Korn. If you are a fan, it's just when it's paired with Deftones and Limp Bizkit, and it gets
well,
to be kind of heavy.
Well, you're the adult here, though. You should torture him with your playlist next time.
I do enough of that, so I'll give him a bone every now and then. Sometimes we have to settle. He actually has a playlist on his phone called "We Both Like It," and so that's the one that we defer to once in a while.
The compromise.
That's right. That's the compromise. That's the compromised one. Dave Bautista, who is Drax the Destroyer in the Guardians of the Galaxy's movies, he's celebrating his 55th birthday. He's also in the Dune remake, and he was a former WWE superstar. Jesse L. Martin, who's Detective Joe West on The Flash, is 55 years old today. He was also Detective Ed Green on Law and Order and Tom in Rent. A little typecasting, and then all of a sudden you get something completely out of left field there. David Tell, who's a comedian. He had a Showtime series called Dave's Old Porn. He literally sat around cracking jokes watching 70s and 80s smut flicks. Awesome. He's celebrating his 59th birthday. Why does anybody need that in their life? I'm not sure why we need that, but okay. We have a hamster in a G-string this morning, so you never know. Allison Arngrim, who is Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie. She is celebrating her 62nd birthday today.
She was a troublemaker, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She always caused trouble for those Ingalls girls. That's for sure. She was a great character on the show. You needed a little Nellie Olson sometimes, too. Mark Messier, who is a New York Rangers legend, is celebrating his 63rd birthday. The founder of the Thompson Twins, Tom Bailey, is 68 years old. Yeah, Hold Me Now, Doctor Lies, Lay Your Hands on Me, some of their big hits. Kevin Costner, also celebrating today. He is 69 years old. And Ted DiBiase, I had to think about that one for a minute. He was WWF's Million Dollar Man, feels like 100 years ago. He's an ordained minister now. He's celebrating his 70th birthday today. So there you go. Now, we do have a few local birthdays we got to pass along. Alan Schroeder is celebrating today. Alan, very, very happy birthday to you. Philip Jouk is also celebrating. We hope Phil has a wonderful day. And Ruth Baker also celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to Ruth as well. And to you, if you happen to be celebrating. Now, remember, if you want to add somebody to this list, it's easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. Some snow likely today, increase in clouds because we're starting out with some great sunshine. I'm very excited about that. Not going to last though. 15 for a high today. Wind chills right around zero today. Snow possible yet tonight, down to 1 below, then cloudy and cold tomorrow with a high near 11. Right now it is 1. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is standing by. He's going to join us next to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Weekends are best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carryout. 448-2215.
Time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
Trying to stay warm, Maddie.
Oh, that is easier said than done right now. Although 15 seems a little balmy after, 25 below wind chills earlier this week. Now, we do have a few things on the calendar for this weekend. That's going to revolve around a lot of adult beverages and a whole lot of coziness. So where would we like to start on this one?
Yes, indeed. We've got a lot of music to enjoy on Saturday. But before we get to that, we'll talk a little bit about Flannel Fest.
Yes,
please.
It's going
to take place at Broken Bottle Winery. That's Saturday from 1 until 4. And, of course, with these temperatures, it's ideal conditions for flannel wearing, as well as strolling, sipping, and shopping out at Broken Bottle and its neighbor businesses.
All right, I love that. So you're incorporating a whole lot of everything into one day, and that seems like a really great way to spend a Saturday. Very relaxing at the same time.
Oh, sure. No, I should mention, and Derek James will be performing, and that's roughly that same time frame, 1:30 to 4:30 on Saturday at Broken Bottle.
All right, so make sure you have plans to stop out there. Now, what else do we have going on this weekend?
All right, we got a little more wine and a little more music Saturday afternoon. Kurt Funfson is going to perform at Balanced Rock Winery from 3 until 5:30.
All right, so make sure you check that out as well. And then I know we've got some other things that are happening this weekend.
We do indeed. So the Cal Center over in Reedsburg is a member of the Baraboo Chamber, and they made sure to let us know that, I always forget how to pronounce the last name. Chris, is it Crozy?
Cruzy? I don't know off the top of my head. Now I'm double guessing
my
myself.
But of course, we all remember he was a big star on The Voice about five years ago. Wisconsin native. He's going to be performing at the Cal Center at 7 o'clock on Saturday at the Cal Center.
All right, and I know tickets are still available for that as well. So we'll tell you how to get more information in just a minute. Now, do we have anything else that we need to pass along for this weekend?
Sure. Last thing, remind folks, if they're looking to get a little indoor activity during the cold snap here, the Thunderbird Youth Hockey Program offers an open skate on every Sunday during the winter from 5 until 8. Just costs you a couple of bucks, and it's a good way to get some, you're still getting some fresh air and getting some exercise while you're at Pierce Park Pavilion.
All right, so make sure you check that out if you're just tired of sitting around, because it feels like we've done a lot of that this week with the cold, that's for sure. Now, I do want to give a little shout out to you guys over at the Chamber, because you're getting ready for your big annual dinner next week, right? And that's going to be next Thursday, and we'll talk about it probably then too. But I want to make sure people who maybe forgot or, they still plan on getting their tickets, we have plenty of time to do that. So tell us about this annual event, Ben.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got time, but we're basically on the precipice of being full.
Okay. That's good. That's good news.
Yesterday, all the tickets were sold. Now, we do have some sponsors that we're waiting to hear from. They've already got reserved spots, but not all the sponsors are going to use them. So there may be a couple seats that open up here and there. But, if you're hesitating, don't, because it's getting full. So the annual dinner is officially, according to our bylaws, it's our annual meeting. But we use it to give George a chance to talk about the state of the chamber, as well as our outgoing president will address that as well. So we talk about the year that was and the year to come. But everybody's favorite part, of course, is the awards ceremony. Yep. We'll hand out awards in several categories, including the business of the year. And we got 38 nominees for all the awards. And it's as a member of the selection committee, it's always a challenge, because there's so many deserving nominees, and of course there can only be one winner in each category. But we're going to recognize all those nominees and the winners a week from tonight.
Awesome. So make sure you get a hold of the chamber if you're still looking to maybe get a ticket or two to that one. Again, like you said, though, Ben, don't wait on that if you still want to attend. Now, for anybody who wants more information maybe about any of the things we talked about, maybe they want to see some of the events that are coming up over the next week or so, or even into February, where's the best place to go to get all of that?
Baraboo.com.
All right, so make sure you check it out. Super easy stuff. You can find out about Flannel Fest. You can find out about all this great, great local entertainment. And then, of course, do a little event planning as well. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next Thursday as well.
Same here. Thanks, Maddie. Stay warm.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And remember, for more information about any of these great events, so easy, Ben said it, baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.